The Taoiseach has responded to calls for the Board of Children's Health Ireland to step down following the report on the use of springs in spinal surgery at Temple Street Children's Hospital. Micheál Martin said removing the board could lead to further disruption. The issue was raised during leaders' questions in the Dáil a short while ago. Here's the Labour leader, Ivana Bacsik.
I think there are three fundamental questions. Are you confident, first, that the current board is capable of implementing the HICWA recommendations? Second, that the board can provide, can guarantee the provision of safe surgeries to children who need them? And thirdly, can this board manage this complex transition to the new world-class children's hospital that we all so fervently hope will be available and accessible soon to the children across Ireland who need it?
Look, no one's happy with this, obviously, and I'm certainly not happy. And I know the Minister isn't, and the Minister's meeting will be meeting with the board, meeting with HSE, on these issues. I think the further two reports, there's one on dysplasia as well, as you've referenced, they need to come in. Three reports then will be assessed in totality. I think we need to, over time, and it's over time, because we do not want to create any further disruption, and we need to get to the bottom of this, and I think we will with these reports.
Micheál Martin responding a short while ago to Ivana Bacsik. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers, is here. Fergal, there are continuing calls today for a full public inquiry into Temple Street. What's been happening?
Well, the Scoliosis Advocacy Network, which is one of two campaign groups, they say they do want a public inquiry into this affair, and that that HICWA report published yesterday, they say it generated great anxiety and fear amongst parents who have children due to be treated at one of the Children's Hospital Ireland sites. They don't have confidence in the CHI board, and of course yesterday we saw the chairperson of that board step down, and then now today more calls and pressure really on the board and on the government during leaders' questions to act fast.
Let's move on then to these two other inquiries. Now, this is something the Minister, Jennifer Carroll-McNeill, spoke to us about yesterday, but I think it's worth taking a look at these in more detail, Fergal. What can you tell us?
So there are two separate independent reviews now ongoing into children's surgeries. There's a Children's Health Ireland commissioned independent review that involves hip surgeries for children at the CHI hospital sites and Kappa Orthopaedic Hospital. And that review is looking at a random anonymised sample of developmental dysplasia of the hip surgeries between 2021 and 2023. And the Children's Health Ireland said today the review was set up after concern was reported that the threshold criteria being used for surgical intervention with these surgeries may have been different across the CHI sites and the Kappa hospital. And also, that review isn't complete, and the CHI says it can't comment further. It said parents will be kept up to date on the progress of the review, but CHI said to comment further would undermine the integrity of the audit process.
So tell us then about the other inquiry. This, I think, is specifically in relation to Temple Street again.
Yes, there's a second review then commissioned by the HSE, and that's looking at orthopaedic surgery at Temple Street by one consultant, and poor outcomes, the use of a certain spinal technique, and then the use of unauthorised implantable devices, which we've heard a bit about, obviously, yesterday. It's been dealing with, well, at least 19 families, and that review was set up in September 2023. It's being conducted by a UK expert in Liverpool, and it follows a number of serious surgical incidents at Temple Street, including a child who later died. So the families are facing, you know, enormous challenges because of their child's condition at this point, and there is a lot of concern, and we still have two major reports to come.
Fergal, thank you very much. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.